Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, which is brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Rebecca Massoud, your host for Savvy, Soulful, and Successful, and this is a show for and about visionary women entrepreneurs who are here to speak their true message, shine their light in their business, and amplify their income and impact for the benefit of all. So I want to welcome our very special guest today. Her name is Anna Nieto. Welcome, Anna.
Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
Doing great. I want to share a little bit about you before we dive in. So Anna is what I consider a savvy, soulful, and successful female entrepreneur. She is a transformational health and wellness expert, trained nurse, personal trainer, nutritional specialist, a performance artist, a certified mindful coach, and she is the creator of the Mindful Online Workouts. What haven't you done in the health and wellness field? It's amazing. And I just have to say that she's also a very dear friend of mine. So I'm super excited to have you on the show. And we're going to be talking today about this healing and transformative power of movement. We're going to bust some myths about diet and exercise and talk about why keeping your body healthy, fit, and strong is essential for success in your business and also your life, especially, I believe, for women entrepreneurs. Because here's the thing. I believe that as we grow our physical strength, that it literally translates into growing our inner strength. And as you develop that courage muscle to ask for the sale, to be more visible, it helps you. It also helps you feel more confident when you're speaking on stage. When you feel strong in your body, it gives you that boldness to get your message out there and shine your light even brighter. So that's what I believe, and I'm so excited to hear from you, Anna, and want to welcome you again to the show, and let's just dive right into a little bit about you. I know you've been in the health and wellness field for about 20 years, which is amazing. And you know, it's like you are a true expert. I mean, I hear all the things that you've done. It's like big time expert is in our midst here. And I know you started in New York, where you founded a personal training studio in Manhattan. And so tell our listeners a bit about your journey and, you know, what were some of the challenges you faced as you got started, and how did you rise above it?
Well, first of all, thank you, Rebecca. That was a beautiful introduction. I really appreciate that. And yes, I did started my career in New York City, where I found this technique that I practiced, exercise super slow strength training, just by chance, and I started working as a client, actually, at first, and discovered that my body was changing in ways that I've never experienced before, with training only half an hour a week to a very intense level, but only half an hour
only
a week.
Seriously, only 30 yeah. minutes a week. Yeah.
Yes, it was actually very, very surprising that after that training for around 3 months, I went to buy clothes, and I realized that I was a size less than I was 3 months previous, and I was not making any changes on my diet. So it was
wow.
it was something that really yeah. transformed me. I had a nursing background, like you said, so I always knew that I wanted to help people somehow. But working as a nurse back from back in Spain, where I'm from, because if you haven't noticed, I have an accent. So I'm originally from Spain, and that's where I studied nursing. I wanted to
a
help people, but
accent,
that didn't really work.
God.
Ah, thank you. And moving into this direction of helping people in a way that could not just help them with only losing fat, as I had experienced, but something that also happened, Rebecca, is that my parents came to visit that year, and I was always sort of slouching forward as a kid back in Spain, and that was something that obviously changed my posture. I was one of the tallest girls and was trying to be a little smaller like them so I didn't get bullied, and my mother noticed that my posture had improved dramatically. So that was something that I also had changed with a few months of exercise. And this was the best part. I bet my dad for the first time at tennis. We've been playing since I was 7, and it was the first time in my life that I beat him. So I had lost fat. I had improved my posture as well as my athletic performance with very short time training. So that completely changed me to wanting to do this.
Well, I just love hearing this. I really want to highlight something you shared about, you know, your posture change, all that, losing this, going a size down in your clothing and beating your dad in tennis. That's so cool. And something you really said struck me deeply is how you shared you were bullied as a kid. And I think this is something, for many people and women we can relate to, that, they're either bullied or teased about something as a kid growing up. And you literally, you changed your physical structure to kind of deal with that, hunching over and trying to make yourself smaller. I just, really wanted to highlight that for our listeners. And so you're sharing with us that as a result of starting this super slow 30-minute workout, your posture grew. So how does that translate into you feeling more, so that's the physical aspect, but how about the inner aspect? How did it make you feel more confident and less like hiding and more willing to be seen and visible?
I think it's interesting that you're highlighting this because it's making me think about what changed. And what really changed at that point, I was still fairly new living in New York, moving from Spain. And, I had studied English back in Spain, but I was really practicing it and learning it as I was living in the States. And I do remember that year I was more confident talking to people and not so shy to, make mistakes and have people asking me what if they needed to. But at least getting my confidence out to be able to speak more and be a little bit more brave about that. So that inner strength was definitely helping me to get out there in a bigger way than I was in the previous years living in the city that was challenging me a little bit,
Yeah, and I've experienced that personally. So in full disclosure to our audience here, I've been working with you as you've been my personal trainer for the past, I think we said 4 years now. And
yes.
Maybe 5, going on 5. I'm not sure exactly. It's been a while. And I have just so noticed that makes such a difference. When I feel strong, muscular, fit, and sound in my body, it gives me that confidence. I speak a lot to groups, speak online, here on the show. And I notice that when I feel well and whole and strong in my body, it makes such a difference in how I feel on stage. And and so that's, you know, that's what this big part of this show is about, is, you know, for me, it's around encouraging and encouraging women entrepreneurs to really prioritize diet and exercise and fit and wholeness in their lives, because I believe it is one of those essential pillars of being a successful entrepreneur. And so,
yes, and if I can share with you this, talking about being on a stage, one of my newest clients, actually, she's a comedian, entrepreneur comedian, and she has been training with me about now 4 or 5 months online, because, you know, I do most of my work online, training once a week. She also followed the 21-day cleanse that I facilitate 3 times a year. And recently she sent me an email, and she always sends wonderful feedback after our workouts, but she sent me an email telling me how much better she's feeling on stage. So my point is, if somebody that performs, which is the highest end that you can do, to me anyways, in regards to getting your energy up there and your confidence up there and share it with the world, with the world, if you can do that on a stage, how much more you can do, you know, with your business or with your family or with your community.
Yeah, it's like it gives you more energy to give to the whole of your life. And, you know, even if you're not necessarily seeing yourself on the big stages or being a comedian or performing in that way, you know, I think as entrepreneurs, we're all speaking. And some of us are speaking online. We're doing webinars. We're doing Facebook Lives. And we need that, you know, in order to hold the audience's attention. I mean, I think that's, you know, one of the biggest currencies is attention. And when you can hold your audience's attention, and when you feel that, when you are strong and you're feeling good in your body, and you can bring that energy, you know, through the computer screen or, you know, on the stage or wherever you are, even in your writing, I think it can come through when you have that energy. It can come through in your writing too. So I love that. I love that, Anna. So tell us, how do you define wellness?
That's a great question. I think wellness is the state where all your physical functions are working properly. And not only that, but you also have, as you well mentioned, the energy to do all the things that you want to do in your life. I think it's a state where you are enjoying your physical activities, as well as you have a nutritional plan that works for you and is not also incurring, also making you feel tired during the day, but it's as well giving you the energy. And that allows you to sleep well, because I believe those three are some of the most important points of wellness, which is exercise, nutrition, and sleep. So that would be my definition of
that's
wellness.
That's a big one, sleep. And I know you have, I'll just bring this in because I know you, you know, just share a little bit about spiritual wellness, because what I know about you, you work holistically with your clients, and, you know, you have, it's like you have these pillars. It's like there's the physical part, but there's also the mental, there's the emotional, and also the spiritual, and that makes up, you know, for the whole of our lives. Would
yes.
you share a little bit about that?
I am a firm believer in that, and as you know, that's why I call my workouts the mindful online workouts. The workouts are slow, and not just a belief in exercising slow, and that doesn't mean like the slow pace is going to slow down your life, but it means on a more conscious and connected way. So I'm a firm believer, and I have experienced through my practice and working with clients that when you move slow, when you exercise slow, you can connect more with the muscles that you're working. And by definition, when you do that, you can actually develop a strength better as well. So yes, I do work in that way when I train people, exercise. Mm-hmm. I also work that way when I coach people in how they can be more committed to their goals, to their wellness goals, in a way that is more mindful with tools and different practices that could help them achieve that.
I love that. Yeah. And because it makes such a huge difference. I believe we can't just focus on diet and exercise only like that. I think mm-hmm. that is only, it works up to a point if you're just focused on that. But then there's the whole, like, for example, how do we stay committed? Like, how many times have we, you know, I think I'm lucky because in my 20s, I started an exercise program and I've made it a habit. And so that has been it's now a habit and it's like, I can't not exercise. And I know I know that's not true for everyone. And I've gone off and on like different ways of eating. And so I do can struggle with that. But how do we stay committed and not self-sabotage our ideals?
Yes, and that's actually a million-dollar question, I think, right? And I've been thinking about this a lot and specifically working with clients, you know, throughout all these years, trying to realize what are the things that make people stay committed. And one of the questions that a lot of people ask me, even people that are not clients that are just looking for health and wellness tips, like, what is the best exercise that you can do? And yes, I do believe that the best exercise that you can do is the method that I practice, but I always say whatever you can commit to. Because if you don't commit to it, if you don't enjoy it, you are definitely not going to be getting results, right? So as long as you're doing something that is safe and that is bringing some results, some good results, positive results into your body, that's the one thing that is going to work for you. So I think it's very specific for everybody to find that. Now, I also believe that if you create a strong goal, and I mean with a strong goal, something that is significant, not, you know, I have a wedding in 3 months, which is great, but something that really means a lot to you. And when you remind yourself of that goal, all those self-sabotages that you were mentioning before are not going to be as important as that goal. And that's the way that I think staying committed to your goals is going to work better for you. Same thing with nutrition. We have all these diets that we try here and there, and for a short period of time it might work. But really find the nutritional way of eating that works for you and specifically for you, which might be different than for me. And that's the one that is going to make you and help you committed for the longest time. And with our up and downs, right? We are all humans. So we are not going to be perfect. But as long as you can come back to it, that's to me what matters.
I love that. Yeah, to highlight is whatever you can commit to. I love that. I think that just has a lot of compassion and, you know, it's like finding what you said about finding the form of movement that works for you. I know there's, you know, people that go to spin classes and there's just all these different kinds of ways that we movement. Some people play tennis. My sister-in-law and brother-in-law play tennis all the time. And that's their, some people love golf, walking, you know, so there's so many, you know, I love boogie boarding. That has become my 5 months out of the year, I get in the water every single week. It's like, that's my intention and just out there in the water and the ocean and we're so blessed to be here. But I just think that is so, so important. And I just want to share briefly, just, you know, from my experience, you know, being here in San Diego, I love the water. And I have to say, before I started working out with you, I did not feel very confident and very good about how I looked on the beach in a bathing suit. And so what I experienced, though, is that now, you know, and I don't have a perfect body and it doesn't matter and who cares. But at least now I just feel like, oh, I feel good. I feel confident. I can be out there. I can enjoy. I can have that sense of freedom and whatever my body looks like. But that was just a big difference that I noticed, is that I just felt, you know, less embarrassed to be out in a bathing suit since we started working out.
Yeah, so, and your body looks great, obviously, because I've seen you. But if I can just say something about this really quick, because I think it's important for our audience to know. And yes, I said commit to what you enjoy and where you're going to stay committed to. And on the other hand, I'll say, and one of the myths about exercise is that we believe that the more cardio we do, the more calories we are going to spend, and that's the kind of exercise that will work better for us. And the reality is that strength training, and particularly for women, is going to help us lose more fat, because it's going to be building muscle, it's going to be speeding up our metabolism, and it's going to be making us lose fat even when we sleep. So yes, I said what you enjoy, but I also say try to enjoy strength training, because it's probably one of the basic things about health that you want to stay committed. And as you know, training online, particularly on the group classes, a lot of people that didn't used to exercise, now they enjoy it. So give it a try sometime. That's my advice.
I love that. Yeah, thank you for highlighting the strength training. Because I believe that, I just, you know, so align with what you shared, because I wasn't including that in my own, life for many, many years. I was doing yoga and walking, but I didn't have that dedicated strength training, and wow, what a difference it's made. And especially with the online workouts, I just think that has been, because I'm not a gym person, and that has been a huge difference maker for me, is the convenience of just popping open my laptop and moving that anywhere, putting it in my living room and bringing out my weights and my ball, and boom, I'm ready to go. And I love the convenience of that. So let's just take a moment to share with our listeners how they can reach you after our show. Anna, how would you like our listeners to contact you?
Thank you. Yes. So the best way will be to go to mindfulonlineworkouts.com. And once you click there, it will take you to my website homepage, where you can directly click on a button and schedule a complimentary 30-minute session and trial workout, so you can actually experience what I do, or ask me any questions you have. I would love to help with anything that came from this conversation that we are having today or farther. So it's mindfulonlineworkouts.com.
Ooh, and so you're offering everyone a 30-minute session and trial workout. And is that an online workout?
Exactly. That would be an online workout. I do my sessions via Skype or Zoom, and I will be sending.
Skype or Zoom.
Yeah.
Great. You'll be sending. Go ahead. Finish your sentence.
Yeah, I will be sending a link where people can actually just click, and we will meet online. So we will actually get to see each other face-to-face on the computer.
Yeah, so it sounds like a seamless system to get get connected with you. So mindfulonlineworkout.com, and we'll have that included in our show notes if you didn't catch those details. So in our final little bit of time here, let's just go back to talking about the healing power of movement. I know you have this fascinating background in the performing arts. You've created, you've directed, produced immersive theater shows, both in New York and in San Diego. So that's amazing. You're this bi-coastal immersive theater performer and creator. And I know you had something really cool that you've created too as a result of a recent show you put together. So tell our listeners, give us a little highlights about this cool new, would you call it a product or inspirational product?
Yes, I'm very excited. I will definitely call it my first product. Inspirational is a great word. And I am wishing and hoping that that's what we'll do with a lot of people. And this is what is a card deck, a story card deck. It's called The Bull and the Ballerina. And
okay,
it was
let's just
developed.
Say that again. The Bull and the Ballerina.
The Bull and the Ballerina.
I love it. That sounds so intriguing. And it's a card deck. And
it's
how
a card deck.
Tell us. Yeah, how did this come about for you? Like, what inspired you to create this?
So in my practice of working with people, I noticed, in my own experience, I noticed that one of the main issues of staying committed to health was addictions, right? Addictive behaviors, unhealthy behaviors. And this came out on a process of actually creating an immersive theater show, which is called the same, The Bull and the Ballerina, and working with wonderful people, including you, Miss Rebecca. You were part of this project, and you still are. We came up with a show last year, and then that show turned into a story card deck that I just got printed out last Friday, and I'm very, very excited to share with the world because I think it could be something that could build and bring the awareness to a lot of people and give some tools on how to manage it, which is what, in essence, happened to me.
Yeah, so how to manage addictions. And I think I love that you're bringing this up because it's you know, there's the overt addictions that, you know, we kind of see those larger-than-life examples, but then I believe there are these subtle addictions that we all, you know, I struggle with, cell phone, overuse of cell phones or social media or shopping, you know, just too much of food or, you know, one type of like sugar is an addiction. I mean, there's just so much that we face and it's, you know, it's, I do struggle with that myself. And, so I love that you bring that up. And I know that, I think you had shared with me previously that came out of your own struggles in that and also just witnessing in that and with your clients.
Yes, and I just think that unfortunately in our culture, there are some behaviors that are celebrated. And in some cases, I think we should be a little bit more careful about it. And that's what was my realization. I was doing things that was not supporting my values. And I decided to make a big change. And I think that, again, could help the people that are ready to make that change as well and that they feel like their behaviors are against their values. I think to me, that's the key.
Yeah. That's a big one. Well, you have this beautiful card deck. I got to see a little sneak peek the other day. And the beautiful card deck that is here to inspire and transform and uplift and give people hope and have compassion for, you know, whatever you're going through in your life and just bringing yourself back into wholeness and your own center and your own power. And I think that's, you know, kind of sum up the whole show is that, you know, that the exercise and kind of what I hear from you is that, you know, it just really brings you into your own personal power. When you feel mm-hmm. that incredible sense of strength and you're, not only do you look good, but you feel good. And I think that, you know, so many times we focus on the outer, but it mm-hmm. really, you know, I could just speak from my own life, and I just know that others have shared that how it just makes me feel so good inside. And then that just emanates out.
Yes, yes. It's an inner-outer process. I agree with that. I think it starts inside and then it shows on the outside. And this is why the mindfulness piece, I think, is so important. That connection, that
yeah.
strong connection with yourself and not just your physical self, right? But that something bigger about ourselves that makes us feel that good in so many other levels, in the physical, in the spiritual included, and the emotional. I think it has a huge component on how we can figure out that our emotions in a way that we have more control about them.
Yeah. Well, I think that is one of the beautiful differentiators of you and what you bring to the health and wellness industry is that, you know, you have this beautiful, mindful approach. It's about being conscious on all the levels. And so I have one final question for you, Anna, and I'm going to give you three words. Are you ready?
Yes.
Pick the word that you resonate the most with in this moment and share with us in a sentence or two, let's say one sentence, which one you choose and why. So the three words are savvy, soulful, successful.
Definitely soulful. And the reason why is, I think, because that is on the basis of all the other ones. And that's my 2 cents on that.
Beautiful. Like the foundation is, that's, you said, the basis. It's like, that's what upholds the other two. That's what helps us be successful or be savvy in business is what I'm hearing with that.
Yes, and I think you can be successful without being soulful, but it's not true success. At least that's been my experience.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, that's a great note to end on. So, Anna, I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you
so
much. It was fun. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Anna Nieto, she's a personal trainer extraordinaire, transformational health and wellness expert, and the creator of the Mindful Online Workout. Thank you so much again for being our fabulous guest today. And I want to give a special thank you to all of our listeners here in the U.S. and all around the world. I hear you, I see you, I feel you. And we'll be back again for another Women Lead radio show Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific. And it's been my joy to be your host today. So thank you again for joining me for Savvy, Soulful, and Successful. And in the words of the late great poet Mary Oliver, you too have come into this world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine. So go out, shine your light, and make it a fabulous week.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.